John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, that's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. Now, there was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are the teacher who has come from God. No one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." The story of Nicodemus is a memorable encounter that we will consider over the next few days. Today, let's get to know the man Nicodemus. By all accounts, Nicodemus was a heavyweight. And as a Pharisee, he was a member of the political slash religious party committed to keeping the written law of the Old Testament as well as the oral traditions recorded in the Jewish Talmud. He was also one of the 70 experts in the law that made up the ruling council known as the Sanhedrin. This council tried cases of sinners, of idolaters, and false prophets. It was Israel's supreme ruling body, like our Supreme Court. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. Now, we don't know why he came in the evening. Perhaps so no one could see him with Jesus. Maybe he wanted to be with Jesus away from the crowd so he could capture some uninterrupted time. We don't know for sure, but the point is that he came. This rich, highly educated, well-known religious leaders came to Jesus as a humble seeker. Coming to Jesus always means leaving any man-made credentials at the door. Seekers realize that something is missing. Material possessions, positions of power, fame. These things have left them wanting. Fear and a sense of desperation fill their hearts. They come helpless and hopeless, beggars starving for bread. Nicodemus led a full life with an empty heart. A full life with an empty heart. Do you know anyone like that? Father, help me always come to you without pride or pretense. Help me come seeking the food that only you can provide. Humble my heart. Help me seek the only one who can fill the void I experience apart from you. In Jesus' name, amen.